The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
To open my message, I would like to begin with the words of a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, doesn't that sound to you like a beautiful way to begin a letter? Well, it certainly does to me. And in speaking of letters, I've chosen that as our topic for the broadcast, letter writing. As strange as it may seem, many folks don't like to write letters. Do you know some folks like this? Well, there are very few people indeed who do not enjoy a good letter from a close friend or relative, or perhaps even from someone whom they don't know so well, if it shows an interest in them. In other words, most folks like to get letters, especially if they're good letters. We have received many, many good and encouraging letters, and we appreciate them. Sometimes we receive letters which are not so encouraging. These, of course, we just commit to the Lord. And we would especially like to stress at this time the importance of letter writing. One of the next best things to a good personal visit with a friend is a letter from that friend. Soldier boys who are far from home in a distant land look forward for mail time. And no doubt, many a comforting word has been a blessing to lonely hearts. In Proverbs 25:25, we find these words: as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Here's another letter Paul wrote to the Philippian brethren. He said, grace be to you, be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. No doubt it was a comfort to the Apostle Paul when he would get some good news of the saints who were encouraged in the Lord. It was refreshing to him too. You know, friends, it's not so hard to talk of leaving all for Christ. That is, just as long as it is only talk. But when those words are put into action, it's a little different thing. Listen to a part of this letter written by James Taylor before he left for the mission field of China. He wrote this to his mother. I think, mother dear, it will be well to comply with Mr. Bird's suggestion and propose myself to the committee. I shall await your answer, however, and reply and rely upon your prayers. If I should be accepted to go at once, would you advise me to come home before sailing? I almost think it would be easier for us not to meet than having met to part again forever. No, not forever. It is easy to talk of leaving all for Christ, but when we come to the test, it is only as we stand complete in Him we can go through with it. God bless you, my own dear, dear mother. Cannot write more, but hope to hear from you soon as possible. Pray for me. So, you see, some letters bring sorrow and heartache, while others bring comfort and joy. But letter writing is a means of expressing one's own self to another. I really believe that many folks miss a blessing because they don't do more letter writing. So let me tell you what I think we will do. I believe we will just share some of the letters with you which have been such a blessing to us. You see, it is letters from our listeners and readers which inform us how the gospel message is being received, both over the air and through the mail. So here is Francis to bring you some of these letters.
Here is a letter from Oklahoma. Greetings to all, in the precious name of Jesus, our sure and firm foundation, our strength and guide, our help in every time of need. I have been slow in telling you I received such a blessing from the poem titled, At Wentz in Corner. I reread it often. Also, dear Sister Jessie Taylor's testimony about the little dog. Through this last winter, it seems as the poem said, I was just in the very spot, more times than one, to learn the wondrous resource of Him who faileth not. Praise His precious name. We do enjoy all the mission trail, also the broadcast. We thank the Lord for you all. May He keep you under His wings. Use this small offering where needed. I am sending in a few names to send the little paper to. Christian love, Doris Byers. This next letter comes from some very good friends and listeners in Louisiana. Dear Brother Willie, Francis, and family, greetings of love to you from the sunny south in Jesus' name. We are thankful for salvation this morning and for the many blessings of the Lord to us. It's so wonderful to have health and strength, and a person appreciates them more after being sick, don't they? We have all had the flu at one time or another through this past winter and spring, but we're thankful for the Lord's healing power to each one. We are still enjoying the Mission Trail paper and over the WFPR radio station. We do pray that the Lord will bless you in your efforts to work for Him and supply your needs. We trust this offering will help out. Pray for us, too. Christian love, Doyle Cynthia LaCroix. This last letter comes from an aged reader of the Mission Trail who lives in Oregon. Dear brother, am sending $2 for the Lord's work. Have been receiving your paper. Sure enjoy reading them very much. I am saved and still serving the Lord every day. Please pray for me. Had a light touch of the flu, but am better now. And am praying for you. Thanking you very much, and God be with you. Your brother in Christ, Ed Olson. This is all for today. We appreciate those who have taken time to write us and tell how they are being blessed by the message. If you have enjoyed the broadcast, we would be glad to hear from you, too.
Thank you, Francis, and many thanks to each and every listener and reader who has taken the time to write and let us know that they're concerned about the gospel message going forth on the air. We do appreciate this so much, and may God's richest blessings be with each of you. Now, here is a poem by one of the readers of the Mission Trail, Light and Life. Time is passing on. Our days are short and gone. Sun rises, sun sets, days come and go. We live to learn. We laugh, we cry. We live our short lives. Time to die. The flesh lives, the flesh dies. Soul lives on for our Lord in the skies. Life we live here in this world below is as vapor that vanishes and goes. We live to learn. We live to love. Live for our loved ones. Live for the Lord. Our lives are full of thought, work, and play as we go through this world of night and days. But when time's life's days are gone, when on eternal shores we stand, we'll be life so full and free, and with dear Jesus we will ever be. As time here is day and night, sun, stars, moon to give us light, there our dear Savior, King of Kings, will be the light of our heavenly domain. We will need no stars, moon, or sun, and for us life will have just begun with Jesus, our Savior, Lord of Lords, to live forever with Him in heavenly accord. Dolly Williams. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful for the saints scattered throughout all the wide world. Comfort and encourage each one to be faithful and true. Heal the afflicted and give an abundance of grace for those who are in trials. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let me give you now these words of the Apostle Paul in closing his letter to Titus. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. Here's a song, The Echoes of Calvary, by Kenneth and Lois Abbott.
There is a true story of an old rugged cross. God sent a dear Savior to a world that was lost. From the fold I had wandered, like a sheep gone astray, but Calvary found me. And now I can say, the echoes from Calvary brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go, I'll praise the dear Savior for saving my soul. Was there I met Jesus, He pardoned my sins. He took away dark stains and made pure within. On the rock there He placed me, nevermore shall I roam, till I reach the fair portals of my heavenly home. The echoes from Calvary brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go, oh, praise the dear Savior for saving my soul.
This message has been brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. And so, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy.
And Francis.
And Kathleen.
And Willie E. Jane.
And Wayne.
Saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.